Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Vav. We're learning today Lili Nishmas. I just got this yahrzeit from February 28th. Usher Hoffman, Usher Ben Yosef, and today is the yahrzeit for Ida Altman, Chaya Hudul Bas Yaakov Leid, and also for Bessie Solomon, Pasel Yuta Bas Yeshua Tzvi. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We're in the middle of a very complex discussion, trying to derive where do we see that an asei is docha a lo sase sheish bo kares, and therefore we needed the pasuk oleha to teach us that if we didn't have the extra words oleha regarding the isser of having yibum with achos ishto, we would have actually permitted yibum with achos ishto, because an essay mitzvah yibum is docha lo sase. Even that has kares, achos ishto would normally be an erva that would be chayiv kares. And yet, without the pasuk olela, I would have said that it would be permissible, and that's why we need the pasuk olela to tell us that it is not done in this situation. Now, we've been trying to derive where we know that an essay is docha alos asei sheyesh bo kares. We learned that an essay is docha alos asei that doesn't have kares. We learned that out from shatnes and tzitzis being juxtaposed together, b'msmuchim. But we've been trying to derive a source that an essay would be docha alos asei sheyesh bo kares. So in yesterday's Gemara at the end of Hey Amud Beis, we suggested that the following was the source from Kibud Ova Eim. The pasuk says Ish imo v'yaviv tiro v'yesh shapsus haytishmoru, which tells us that you have to honor your parents, you have to be in awe and revere your parents, and at the same time you have to observe Shabbos. So therefore, if your parents were to tell you shchotli, go and shech to me on Shabbos, or bashali, or go and cook for me on Shabbos, that you would think that the essay of Kibud Ova Eim would be doche the lo sase sheyesh bo karis of Shabbos. Therefore, you have a pasuk to tell me, as Shab Society Shmoru, that that is not the case. Implication being, Ho'lav Ho'chi, and it wasn't for the fact that this pasuk specifically said, Shab Society Shmoru, then in fact the essay would be Delcha, the Lo Sase, even though it's a Lo Sase of Chorus. So we wanted to suggest that that's our source. And the Gemara said, no, this is where we left off the end of the yesterday's share, as we turn to Vavom and Aleph. That is not the Isser of Bishul or Shchita, which would be an Isser of Karis, but it was only the Isser of Mechamer, of leading an animal, which is not a Lav Sheyesh Bo Karis. It's a Lav on Shabbos, a terrible violation to be over an Isser Derais of Mechamer, but it's not a Lav Sheyesh Bo Karis. The Gemara says, if that's true, then we should learn out from there that if even a Lav that doesn't have Karis, essays not docha that, that should be the paradigm to learn out for everything. That should be the binyanot to tell us that in no circumstances an essay docha alosase. And that's where we left off yesterday. We're going to pick up the Gemara, line 3, from the top, Vovum and Aleph, the Chi Temor, Shiny Lav, the Shabbos, the Chamire. You're going to tell me, no, that can't be the source to learn out that an essay is not docha alosase across all of the Torah, because that's dealing with Hilchos Shabbos, and that's why that's different than the rest of the Torah, and therefore the regular rule of Essei Docha Lo Sase without Karis, a regular Lo Sase, is in fact correct, Essei Docha Lo Sase, and you can't learn out from here that an essay is not Docha Lo Sase even when it's not Karis, but that's not true. Gemara says, because B'ho Tano Ba'almokoi, Rashi explains over here, the Rashi's about 4 or 5 lines into the thinner lines in Rashi, and he says, for Ashkechon, we find Tana Bialma. There is this Tana in the world, the Olive Shar Lave, that learns out all the Lavim from Shabbos. You go and Lav Lo Yitmo de Kohen, like we're going to see in a second that a Kohen's not Lavim Kom Tome. If his father tells him to come Tome, you don't listen to the father. The Lav, the Luchol Lusalim, Milav de Shabbos, Luchumra. And he's going to learn out that you're not allowed to go and have your father tell you, don't go and pick up lost item, return it, and he's going to learn out that this essay of Kibud Ova Eim is not docha, the lo sase that's involved in not becoming tummy or not returning a lost object, and nevertheless, he uses the paradigm of Shabbos. So you can't tell me that Shabbos is different than everything else, because this Tana doesn't show that Shabbos is different than everything else. You can't say Shai Lav the Shabbos. What is this Tana? He doesn't use this argument that Shabbos is stricter. What is this argument? The Tanya. So the Braisa tells us, Yochol, I might have thought that if a person's father says to his son, the father and the son of Kohanim, and the father says to the Kohen, he told me, I want you to go into this graveyard, Rashi says, Beis HaKvaros, L'Hoshiv Aveda. Rashi says, the father had lost something and it rolled into the Beis HaKvaros, and he tells his son, go and get me my lost object. son has an issue of being tame. He's not allowed to go into the graveyard because there's a prohibition against the kohen becoming tame to mace. But there's a positive commandment to listen to your father. So I might have thought, yachol, if your father tells you, amaluav, if he tame, your father tells you, the son, the kohen, go and become tame in this graveyard to return to me my object that I lost over there. Oh, or alternatively, if the father would say to his son, Sharma lo, al tachzir, nothing to do with the graveyard anymore, Rashi says. You have an aveda that the son finds. And the father says, no, don't go return that aveda right now. I need you to go get me a cup of coffee. Let somebody else return the aveda. So in both situations, I might have thought, yocho yishma lo, I might have thought that the essay of kibud of aim would be doche, the lowest essay of a kohen not becoming tame, or the lo sase of his salamta, that you shouldn't, lo suchal isalim, that you shouldn't go and look away from an aveda. You have to go return the aveda. But I would have thought the assay is dochen lo sase. Talmud lomar, so the pasuk says, no, that's not the case. Because in regards to this idea of being in awe of your parents, Talmud lomar, ishimo v'yaviv tiro, the es shapso sai tishmoru. The two are a hekish together in the same pasuk. And that comes to teach me that Kulchem chayovim bichvodi. Not only are you obligated in having shav sosai tishmoru, but in fact your father and mother are also chayav in es shav sosai tishmoru. And therefore, even though this is by Hilchos Shabbos that it mentions this as sosai tishmoru, nevertheless it tells us that this applies. This Tana holds it applies across the board, even to the case of the kohen not becoming tamei or the child not returning the object. We don't listen to the father. So you see that this Tana doesn't say that Shabbos is more machmir as an exception to the rule. He says no. You can learn out all these things from this pasuk ishimov yaviv tiro v'eshosai tishmoru. Everybody's obligated, and therefore the assay is not doche los assay. So if you want to tell me that Shabbos is only referring to Mechamer, this Tana doesn't seem to make any distinction between Shabbos and other lavim. And therefore, the original question that we said, that this is in fact not talking about Bishul or Shechita, but it's talking about just Mechamer, is not correct. And therefore, the answer that we wanted to give, that you can learn out from Kibud Av Aim, that the assay of Kibud Av Aim would normally be doche, even a lo sasei sheyesh bo kares, unless we specifically have the pasuk to tell me, no, it doesn't. And therefore, that's why we needed to have a specific pasuk oleha to go and tell me that achos ishto is in fact also not going to have the assay doche the lo sasei, even though it's an assay lo sasei shel kares, because the paradigm is that an assay can be doche a lo sasei shel kares, and that's why we needed the special pasuk to tell me oleha that it doesn't apply to achos ishto. So it looks like we do have our source. Where it says, no, we don't. This case is different. Why is this case different? Ella, mishum de'ikol amifrach, because we could slug this up over here and say, malahanach, in the other situation, where we had over here the parent telling the child to go and cook for me on Shabbos, or to do shechita for me on Shabbos, why is that not the base rule telling me that an assay is doche alo sase, and that's why you need the pasuk as a society shmor to tell me that that's not the case, is because shekein hechsher mitzvah, because the actual act of the bishul, the actual act of the shechita, that is the hanah that the parent gets. That is the only way that you're doing kibud of a aim. As opposed to when you're doing, Rashi says, achos ishto, to do miyabim with her, there was an alternative way to fulfill that idea. As Rashi says, in Dibra Maskel Elo, liolam diomaloi, that wouldn't have been the reason to tell me that I need the word olea by achos ishto, because the ikol amifrach, you could say the difference is as follows. Malahanoch, in regards to the shechotli or boshali, shekein hechshem mitzvah, bechilu shabis biakiris lo sasi humakayim asei de kibud. It's only by doing the shechotli and only by doing the boshali that you're doing the mitzvah kibud of aim. And that's Zel Hechsher Kiyumo. That's why it's allowed to have been done, except I have the pasuk, as Shabshul Sait Tishmor, to tell me that you don't do that. But you can't learn that as a general rule, that in Aseh is Doch, Elos Aseh Sheyesh Mokoritz. Why not? The Evshel Lekaimo, below Akiras Lav. Because only here, there was no other way to fulfill Kibur of Aim, other than doing the Lav of Bishul or Shechita on Shabbos. Hilkoch, therefore, Elo Kosa, the Shabshul Sait Tishmoru, if you didn't write down a Shabbos Asai Tishmoru, Havamina Lidche, I would say, yeah, the essay is Docha the Lowest Essay, but only over here, because you're doing with the essay the actual Mitzvah Kibbut of Aim. And that's why it would be Docha the Lowest Essay. But Yibum is different. Avo Yibum, Lo Ze Bilvad, Hechshir Kimo Asay. There are other ways that you could fulfill the Mitzvah of Yibum that don't involve doing an Isser. Why? What? Because you could do chalitza. Rashi says, do chalitza instead of yibum, and you'll have the best of both worlds. And therefore, you don't need the word allow, because I wouldn't have known that you're allowed to go and be doing an asay to bidocha, a lo saseh sheesh bo karis, like achos ishto, because there's an alternative way. It's not a hechshir mitzvah. You're not doing, the only answer is yibum. You have a chalitza answer. So you could do both. So that's why Rashi says you can't learn out from the bishul or shchita that the parent tells you to do on Shabbos as a general rule that an aseh is docha, lo saseh sheyesh bo karis. And therefore, we still don't have an answer for aleha, why the word aleha was necessary to tell me that an este is not docha, lo saseh sheyesh bo karis in regards to yibum, because every place else it is. Now this is the way Rashi understands this. Tosus does not like what Rashi says. Tosus Diba Masl Shekein Hechshir Mitzvah. He brings out multiple reasons why he doesn't like what Rashi says. And if you go to the third line in this Tosus on the bottom, which starts in the middle of the line, third line into this Shekein Hechshir Mitzvah, says Akosha L'Ri. The Ri does not like Rashi's shot. He says the Ein Ze Efshar. What are you telling me that this is? You could do Yibam or Chalitza and fulfill the Mitzvah. The Asur L'Yabe Mishum Kares Chalitza Nami Lo Boy. He says, wait a second, if you're not allowed to do Yibam, then you also don't do Chalitza. The kosher ain't Olal Yibam, ain't Olal Chalitza. It's not like you have a choice. I can do Yibam, I can do Chalitza. If Yibam is not supposed to be done, then Chalitza is not supposed to be done. And the Ode, skip a little bit ahead, I'm reading by Yishmai Sin, Daf Chofal, we're going to learn, the Lo Chashvinam Gabi Yibam, Efshel Lekayim Shteim, Ayde Chalitza. Bishum the Chalitza, B'mochim Yibam, Lav Mitzvi. He says, what Chalitza does is matir the woman, Lashuk. But it's not a performance of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not chalitza. The heter for this woman to go get married to somebody else is via chalitza. But the mitzvah is yibum. So therefore, and Tosus gives additional reasons, Tosus doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He brings down a pshat, five lines at the bottom of this Tosus, in Nir L'Riv, Kempir Shabbin Chananel, the Belav de Mechamer Mukilah, that yeah, he understands this Gemara as yes, going back to the whole pshat of Mechamer and not Bishul and Shechotli. Leave that Tosus aside. The simple understanding of Rashi is much easier to understand, that Rashi makes a distinction between the fact that the Bishul or Shechotli that the father tells you to do on Shabbos is not done is because the Pasuk says Esher Sai Tishmoru, because one would have allowed it to be done if you didn't have the Pasuk Esher Sai Tishmoru, because it's the Hechshir Mitzvah. That's the actual act of doing the Mitzvah. As opposed to Ayachos Ishto, I wouldn't say you're allowed to do this because you could do chalitza instead of yibam, and therefore, why is the word olea necessary? That's back to our original question. So the Gemara tries again. Elo, salkadai techaminoch, let us learn out, where do we know that an asay is doch, halo saseh shol koriz, and that's why I need olea in regards to achos ishto to tell me that you don't do it, even though normally you would be allowed to do it. So let us say, teisei, let us learn this din out, that the asay is doch, halo saseh shol koriz, mibinu beis hamigdosh, from the rebuilding, the meher of Yemenu, the beis hamigdosh. The Tanya, because we learned in a bright, so yachol ye binyam beis hamigdosh, doch Shabbos, I might have thought that you're allowed to go build the beis hamigdosh on Shabbos. So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, no, you can't. What's this Pasuk? Es Shabso Sai Tishmoru, Umik Doshi Tiro. This is different than the first Pasuk that we had, Ishimov Yivitiro, Veshlo Sai Tishmoru. It's very similar, but here it says, Es Shabso Sai Tishmoru, and then it says, Umik Doshi Tiro. So we have a Hekish over here, Rashi says, in the Pasuk between Shabbos and building the Beis HaMikdosh. Kulchem Chayav Mikvodi, that you have to have this respect, this kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in terms of Shabbos and in terms of the Mikdosh. Now, what does this mean? My lav, bebone v'sosa. Isn't it when it's saying over here, umikdashi tiro, that you might have thought that you're allowed to go and build the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos or Yontif? But that is not allowed because it says, es shabsosai tishmoru. So without the words, es shabsosai tishmoru, I would have said, umikdashi tiro, you have to go and build the Beis HaMikdash even if it's bone v'sosa on Shabbos. Therefore, the time of the course of Rechmon, es shabsosai tishmoru, ha-lav ha-chi dachi. Oh, so I need the Esher Shabbos Tishmoru to tell me that you don't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Without that, if it had just said, Es Mikdoshi Tiro, I would have said you build the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos. Oh, the assay of building the Beis HaMikdash is Doche, even a Lo Sase Sheesh Bo Karis. And this is our source why you would say that an assay is Doche Lo Sase Sheesh Bo Karis, and why I need the words Aleha in the Pasuk to tell me that while normally I would have thought that Achos Ishto you could do the Isser of Karis in order to fulfill the Mitzvah of Yibam, but we don't because it says the word Aleha. Oh, here's our answer. And the Gemara says again, no. Lo, you know what this is talking about again? The Mechamer, this is the lab of the Mechamer. It's not talking about Binyan and Stira, which are Yisrim Daraisa, Achiv of Karetz, but it's talking about you're not allowed to go schlep an animal with all the building materials on it. You can't lead the animal. So that's what it is, not an Issiv Karetz. It's a regular lab. So a regular assay is Dochalos assay, and that's why you need a Pasuk over here to tell me that that's not true. And now we go through the whole Shakal Vitari that we just had a minute ago. We go through it again over here. Vafilu Hachi Lo Dochi. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that even in this situation, you're telling me that even for asay is not docha a los asay by Shabbos, a regular los asay, not a lav sheish bokaris, but even a regular los asay. So then let's learn that out as a binyan av to every place to say that asay is not docha los asay. So let's learn out from here that that's not true. Let us use this as the paradigm that a regular asay is not even docha, a regular los asay. Not with Karis, a regular Los Asay, because it says over here that you're not Docha, the Binyan of Beis HaMikdash, even though you're only going to be over Mechamer. So we don't build a Beis HaMikdash, even if you're only over a regular Lav. You're going to tell me, V'chitem, Shani Lavi, the Shabbos, the Chamir, right? What we said before, Shabbos can't be learned out to anything else because Shabbos is a Chamir. So we said that that's not true, because V'otona B'yamukoi, the local part, because we have this Tana, this price that we just brought before, we're going to bring it again now, that says we don't make a distinction between Shabbos and the rest of the Lava. What was that price? The Tanya. You might have thought that if your father told you, both you and your father are Kohanim, and your father said, do me a favor, go and bring me the object that I left in the Beis HaKvaros, so the son would be having to listen to the father and be over the Isser of not being Metame. Or if the father said, listen, I need you to get me a cup of coffee. Don't go and return this Aveda right now. You might have thought, Yocho Yishma, lo, you have to listen to your father, Tam Aloma. That's why the Pasuk said, Ishima v'aviv tiro. And there it said, yes, Shamsu Shai Tishma v'gomer. So therefore, Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi. So the Pasuk tells me that we don't make a distinction between any of these Averos, not only Shabbos, but by the Hashavas Aveda, as well as by not becoming Tomei, Kulchem Chayav Mekvodi. You have to go and listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your father, as well as you. And therefore, that can't be the source. We don't make a distinction between Shabbos and the other Lavin. And therefore, you have a Tana B'Alma, you have the Tana that says over here, it's not talking about Mechamer, it's talking in general. So we're back to our original question. This is a good source to teach us that, and I say, is docha lo sase shokaris. So let us learn out from here that, in fact, that's the reason why we need aleha. Someone says, no, still not good. Elo, mishum dikele mirfuch, because we could still have a problem that would not explain why you need to have a special aleha by the isser of achos ishto. What is that? The same exact thing that we said, because in the actual building the Beis HaMikdash, that in and of itself is the mitzvah, as opposed to, like Rashi said, the mitzvah of Yibam could be accomplished by doing Chalitza. So therefore, the two aren't the same. And again, the Gemara now says, Hechshe mitzvah? Tepuk lemi hosam. You're telling me this is a Hechshe mitzvah? That's the reason why by Shabbos, building the Beis HaMikdash, or in the case we had before, Shechotli or Bashelli is different because that's the actual mitzvah as opposed to by Yibam, you can do Chalitza. So why do we need it twice? Tepuk lemi hosam. I already learned it the first time. The second time, so the second time tells me that this applies by any case, even when it's not the actual mitzvah that's being done, but this is a general rule that an asay is dochalos asay shel kares. Someone says, you're right, tak enochanami. That would be true, and we're left with our original answer that this is the source why we need to have the word aleha in regards to achos ishto. Let us say that this is the source. Someone says, not necessarily, because we're going to learn this in a different way. This pasuk said, "V'es shav sosai tishmaru umikdashi tiro'u." So it's not that it's extra. That if you don't need it to tell me the rule in regards to hechshe mitzvah, then we can use it to tell me the rule even when it's not a hechshe mitzvah. No, this pasuk lomali. What do I need this pasuk? Mi boile lechedetanya. I need it for the following thing. So it's not extra to learn out this din. Yochol yisyare adam mimikdash. I might have thought that you have to go and bow down to the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Lomar es shapsos tai tishmoru. Now the gears that we have is the S mikdoshi tiro is incorrect. It's es shapsos tai tishmoru u mikdoshi tiro. And it's dumb if you want to leave the gears that we had. It's just that it's telling us two different things. Es shapsos tai tishmoru, and also the pasuk says the es mikdoshi tiro. But it's probably quoting the pasuk, so therefore it should be read es shapsos tai tishmoru u mikdoshi tiro. Now, Rashi explains that this is a hekish, vacation on cost of the pasuk echo, the last Rashi on the daf. So, if there's a juxtaposition in this pasuk of these teens to dinim, it comes to tell me that they're similar. In what way are they similar? Nemro shmiru b'shabbos. We have to observe the Shabbos. And the nemro moru b'mikdash, and it tells me moru in regards to the base of mikdash. So, mashmiru ha'omura b'shabbos, just like when we're dealing with shmiru Shabbos, what does that mean? We're not bowing down to the Shabbos. It means that we're observing the Shabbos. It means, as we turn to Vav Amud Beis, doesn't mean lo mi Shabbos atom isyori elam mi shehizir al Shabbos. There's nothing that Shabbos in and of itself we're davening to or bowing down to. It's the one who told us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi shehizir al Shabbos, who told us the rules of Shabbos. That's how we observe the Shabbos, so too. Af moru amur b'mikdash. So when it says u'mikdashi tiro, that moru is not for the physical structure. The physical structure is in and of itself nothing. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, lo mi mikdash atom isyori elam mi shehizir al mikdash. That structure has no value whatsoever, other than the fact that it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us about the Mikdash. And therefore, that's what this juxtaposition of the Pasuk is telling us. Not that it's free to go and learn out that even in a case where you don't have the Hechsher Mitzvah, even in a situation where the Aseh is Doch, Halos Aseh, Sheyesh Bokaris, no, it's not free to teach us that in general, in every place. But you need it over here to tell me that the juxtaposition of the it's coming to teach me that you have to have a certain reverence, you have to have a certain respect for the Beis HaMikdash. How is that practically carried out? What is this? So, this is the Gemara in Brachos. So, the Shas reminds us, Brachos Nun Dalet, and the Gemara there tells us certain rules of the Beis HaMikdash, some of which are applicable to a shul today as well, our Mikdash Ma'at. And it tells us, Lo Yikonis Oda B'Harabayis, a person is not allowed to enter into the Harabayis, onto the Beis HaMikdash area, with bimaklo, with his stick. It's possible to go take a stick. Again, if a person needs it to walk, that's a different story. But here you're talking about a stick that a person uses for kavod. It's an honor stick. It's a staff that he uses as a sign of kavod, not to help him walk. So you're not allowed to go carry such a stick. Bimunalo, you're not allowed to wear your shoes. You have to take off your shoes when you go into the Har Abayis area. Bim pundoso. Rashi over here tells us pundoso is arnoki sha'ozer bo mostav. Elsewhere Rashi says it's a hollow type of a money belt, of a purse, like one of these fanny packs that people wear that you put inside your money. So you're not allowed to go in that into the harabayas. That's not the proper thing to go carry up there. Likewise, buba avok sha'al gabe raglov, and you don't go in with dirty feet. You go wash your feet. Below Yaseno Kapandria. You're not allowed to make it into a shortcut. A Kapandria, Rashi in Brachos tells us, is a nutricone for the words Lekatzer Darcho Derech. It's to go and shorten your route by going on a certain other way. So he says that this is a nutricone Ademekifna Adore. Instead of going all around, this Adore is a row of houses. Ael Boho, I'll go straight through over here. In other words, instead of taking the more circuitous route, Akafandari, I will, instead of going around all these houses, I'll make a shortcut. That's called the Kapandria, more properly pronounced Kapandaria. In any event, Urkika, likewise, you're not allowed to go and spit. So all of these things, you're not allowed to go do on the Harabais, and we learn this all out, Mikal v'chomer. Very appropriate Kavachomer, because it has to do with Megillas Esther. As Rashi points out, what's this Kavachomer? The Gemara in Brachos also tells us over there. It says, "Ein lavo el Shar HaMelech b'levush sok." That Mordechai is being told he can't go to the Shar HaMelech while he's wearing levush sock. Now, that's not something that's disgusting, it's just inappropriate. So therefore, if you're not allowed to do something that is just inappropriate, Kavachomer l'rok, certainly you're not allowed to go and spit, the rekika mikavachomer, if you can't go and wear a levush sock, so then you certainly can't go and spit. So these are the ideas that are expressed in this mikdoshi tiroho. And it's not free, therefore, to learn out that we need the word olah to tell me that an asei is normally docha, los asei she, yesh bo kares, even though it's not the actual heksha mitzvah. So we're back to our original question, where is the source that essay is docha, los asei she, yesh bo kares, that we need the pasuk olah by yibam achos ishto, that we don't do it. Now we'll get back to that eventually, but we're in the middle of this discussion, so we continue this discussion. This idea of being having mikdashi tiro, don't go up to the harabayis b'maklo b'menolo b'pundoso b'avushal geraglov v'ayaso kapandaria or rikika mikavuchomer. All of these things that was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash Kaim. How do we know today you're not allowed to do b'zman shem Beis Hamikdash Kaim? Rachman al samish v'lo v'sein orab. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash Mary Yibane minayin. How do we know that you're not allowed to do this as well today? Talmud lo omar eshav sotay tishmo mikdashi tiro. Again, the heckish of these psukim, it tells us mashmira mur b'shabes liolam. Just like Shabbos doesn't go away whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not, the dinim of Shabbos apply during both the times of the Beis HaMikdash and Nebuch. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, so too, the Mikdashi Tiro, it applies both during the times of when there is a Beis HaMikdash and even Rachmona Litzlan when there is no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we are still stuck. Where is there a source that we would need to have a Pasuk Oleha to tell me that you can't be Miyabim Achos Ishto? Where is the source that tells me that normally you would be allowed to do, and I say that would be doche, a lo sase sheesh bokoris, that I need a pasuk olea to tell me not to do it by achos ishto by yiba. So where says, Ella, this is the source. So, kadai techaminok tesemi havara. We should learn it out from havara. What is that? From lighting a fire on Shabbos. The Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel, they learn the basement of Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk tells us, lo sevar reish b'chol moshu oseichem, ma tamal omar. Why do I need the pasuk to tell me that you shouldn't go burn a fire in b'chol moshu oseichem, in all of your dwelling places? Because we already said previously, as Rashi points out, already it said before that, kvar nemar, lo sasa kol melacha. It says that now I do any melacha. And lo sevar reish is a melacha. So what do I need that for? Now, right now the Gemara is assuming that it's talking about the first part of the pasuk, lo sevar reish. Why do we need that? We'll see that it's not talking about the first part of the pasuk. It's talking about b'chol moshu oseichem. Why do we need the words b'chol moshu oseichem? That's going to be the drasha that we're interested in right now. And the Gemara therefore interrupts and says, what are you talking about, ma tamud lomar? We already learned in the Gemara in Shabbos why we need lo sevar reish, what that is coming to teach us, even though it already said kol melacha lo sasu. We already know you're not allowed to do lo sasa kol melacha. So what do I need lo sevar reish? So the ma tamud lomar, that already had. Ilu rav yosi lalav, ilu rav nosan l'chalik. This is a famous machlokus as to what the purpose is that the Torah mentioned in extra words, lo sevar reish. So Rav Yossi says it's coming to teach us that it's a lav to go burn a fire on Shabbos is not an iser of koris, not an iser of skila. It's only, quote, a lav d'araisa of malchus. According to Rav Yossi, that's why you need to have this special pasuk taken out from all the other malachos, because this one is different. According to Rav Nosson, it's to teach me that you don't have to be over all 39 ab malachos on Shabbos to be chayiv koris or skila. Any one alone, it's lechalik to tell me each one alone is a chiyav. And where is this? The Tanya. Because we learned this in the following braisa. Again, we have this in the Gemara in Shabbos. It says, Havara l'lav yotza, divri Rav Yossi. This extra wording in the pasuk, los of our reish, which we didn't really need, because we already said that los asa kol melacha, so therefore this is coming to tell us that this is a lav. Los of our reish is only a lav of malchus and not of kares of skila. That's the opinion of Rav Yossi. Rav Nosson Omer L'chalik. It's coming to teach us that you don't have to do all 39 melachos to be chayiv on Shabbos. Any one of the ab melachos is going to make you chayiv on Shabbos. So therefore, obviously, that's not what the Torah of the Rav Shmuel is asking over here. Ma Talmud Lomar. And the Omer Rabba, Rashi points out, Hachi Garcinan, and this is because we're just quoting the Gemara over there, and after this whole discussion, it said, V'yomar Rabba, no, that the question that the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel was alluding to, Ma Talmud Lomar, is going on Moshe Voseichem. Tana, Moshavos ka kashale. He was asking, not on the loss of our reish. That was a machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Nosson. But he's asking, what did I have to say? B'chol Moshe Sechem. I should have said loss of our reish, and I would have known this is the machlokas between Rabbi Nosson and Rav Yossi. But why did it say B'chol Moshe Sechem? Moshavos ka kashale. He was asking, what's this word Moshavos? After all, Moshavos ma tamud lomar. Why do we need the word Moshavos? Moshavos implies in all of your Moshavos, B'chol Moshe Voseichem, implying Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. But this is not a mitzvah tluy baretz, so why would I need it? Michtei, let's take a look over here. Shabbos, Chovas HaGufi. This isn't a Chova of Eretz Yisrael. It's not totally be Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos is your individual Chovas HaGuf obligation. Whether you live in Bavel, whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, we live in the United States. Everybody's obligated to keep Shabbos. Shabbos, Chovas HaGufi. The chova saguf noheg is ben ba'aretz. The chova on an individual Shabbos is noheg both in Eretz Yisrael, ben b'chutz la'aretz. It's outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Moshav was the cause of Rachmana be Shabbos lomali. Ah, now we understand the question that was being raised by the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. They were asking, why does it say lo sevar reish b'chol moshe voseichem? Of course, it's b'chol moshe voseichem. It has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's a chova saguf. So why did the pasuk say b'chol moshe voseichem? That's the question. So the Gemara says, Bishurim Rabbi Yishmael, it was said over in the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Talmud Echad, one of the Talmidim, one of the Tanaim in the base medrash said the following reason. Lefi Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, if a person, Rachman al-Islan, did something for which the penalty is chi of Beistin, Mises Beistin, so Beistin has to put this person to death. If this Edim, this Hasra, the appropriate process was taken care of, so Beistin has an obligation, Vuhumas. Now, it doesn't differentiate between Shabbos or a weekday. I would have said, the Pasuk says Vuhumas. I would darshan from this pasuk bein b'chol bein b'shabbos that this din of v'humas that Beisin could put somebody to death would apply on 7 days of the week, not only 6 days of the week, but even on Shabbos. If Beisin paskin that the guy is chayav misa, so we don't delay, so you'd kill him even on Shabbos. Aye, it says mani mekayim mechalalel most you must, but it says that if you mechal Shabbos, you die for that. So that would seem that Beisin shouldn't be allowed to do this. So I would have said that's bishar melachos chutz mimisas beistin. So that's applicable to everything else, not including misas beistin. Or maybe not. Oh, hey, no. Maybe elo afilu misas beistin. No, maybe even it applies to misas beistin. Beistin is also allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Aye, umani mekayim v'humas. The pasuk said that you do it, implying Shabbos or not. No, b'chol v'lo b'shabbos. It actually means only on a weekday and not on Shabbos. Well, maybe not. Again, how do I know which way it is? Maybe it should be on Shabbos, maybe it should not be on Shabbos. And the more we'll have this later in the Shia today, at the very, very end of the Shia, we'll go, what was the two possibilities over here that this Tana, this Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael was thinking? In any event, right now, we don't know. Does Vuhumas mean that Beisin can go kill somebody on Shabbos? Or does it mean that they can't kill somebody on Shabbos? Talmud Lomar, oh, now we understand. It says, Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Moshvo Seichem. Now, what does that teach us? Well, Lahal and Omer, because it also says, you'll go and do all of your dinim b'chol moshvo seichem. So it uses the Lashon b'chol moshvo seichem by Shabbos. And it uses this Lashon b'chol moshvo seichem by the dinim, by Beis Din. So ma moshavu samurim lahalim b'Beis Din. That's talking about Beis Din. So the Gzeirah Shabbos tells us, so to over here, in regards to Shabbos, it's also talking about Beis Din. That even Beis Din cannot go and be killing somebody on Shabbos. Vuhumas implies, therefore, not on Shabbos. Now, how does this help us? My love, Rav Nosani, isn't this going according to the opinion of Rav Nosani? To tell us that Lo Sivaru Reish is an Isser of Karis, an Isser of Skila, and you're not allowed to do any of these Surim on Shabbos, even one is going to be over Achiyav. And therefore, the time of the cause of Rachmana Lo Sivaru, the only reason why you're not allowed to go and do this, to go and give somebody Mises Beis Din on Shabbos, is because the Pasuk says, Lo Sivaru. Now, if it wasn't for the fact that it said, Lo Sivaru Reish B'chol Moshvo Seichem, I would have said that you can do Mises Beis Din on Shabbos, the mitzvah asay of Mises Beis Din would have been Dolche, the mitzvahs lo saseh sheyesh bo karis of Shabbos, because Rav Nosson says that this is a chiyuv of karis, and this is our source for why we would have said that without the word aleha, a yavam would in fact be allowed to be miyabim achos ishto, because an aseh is docha lo saseh sheyesh bo karis, and that's why you need aleha. Oh, here's our answer. And the Gemara says no. Lo. That's not the answer. Who says that this is going according to Rabbi Nosson? Maybe this is going according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi's opinion is that it was teaching us that Lo Sivaru Reish B'chol Moshvo Seichem is unique in that it's not a chiyuv of karis. It's a lav. And all the other malachos are chiyuv of karis. And therefore, you can't learn anything out over here. Moshe says, yes, you can. Even if you want to say it's Rav Yossi, that they have a nami Rav Yossi. Okay, you want to learn this like Rav Yossi and not like Rav Nosson, it still works. Because Eima the Amar Rav Yossi Havara Lelav Yotza. When did Rav Yossi say that the lav of Havara is not an Issa Daraisa of Kares of Skila? It's quote only a lav, only Malkis. That's Havara Gredisa. That's a regular lighting of a match. That's a regular lighting of a piece of wood. However, Havara, the Beis Din, but the Mises Beis Din that you do with Havara, where you go and take a tube of lead and you go and light it, and then you make it molten lead, and you pour it down the person's throat. That's Sreifa min HaTorah. Havara is the Beis Din. That's Bishul Psilahu. That's taking this lead block and melting it, making it into molten lead. Now, here, even Rav Yossi would say that that's not an iser, that's just a lav. That's an iser daraisa of kares. Because the Amar Rav Yossi says, mali bishul psila, mali bishul samonin. Everybody agrees, even Rav Yossi, that cooking is an iser daraisa of kares, of skila. So what difference does it make whether you're cooking a chicken or whether you're cooking lead? And therefore, there's no difference, even according to Rav Yossi, that this would be teaching us a issa d'araisa of kares. One would have said that the assay of Mises Beistin is docha that, except that we have the pasuk los of areish b'chol moshul seichem, and this can be our paradigm to teach us that an assay is docha los assay sheyesh bo kares, and that's why I need the pasuk alea by being miyabim achus ishto to tell us that you can't. Because otherwise, I would have said you could because of this pasuk. So whether you hold like Rav Nosson, or even if you hold like Rav Yossi, this could be the source. So right now, we could leave it at this, but the Gemara says there's another way to learn this. This Talmud of Rav Yishmael, who learned in the Beis Medrash, the way we just said, there's another way to learn it. Amar Shimi Barashi, Haitana, this Talmud of Rav Yishmael could have learned the entire thing differently. Lo mishum da'asi asei v'docha lo sasei. It's not to teach us that asei is docha lo sasei sheyesh bo kares. No. El mishum da'maisi mikal v'chomer. Because if you would learn this out, the entire thing was to be a kal v'chomer. What is that? This is what the Tana is telling us. This Talmud of Rav Yishmael is saying it as follows. Mani mikayim mechalalem os yumas. When it says that on Shabbos, the person is going to be put to death, that implies b'shar melochus chutz mimisas beistin. Any situation where you're Mechal Shabbos, you chay Misa. But not Misa's Basin. Misa's Basin. And Basin goes and does it, they're allowed to. So when the Pasuk says Mechal Mos Yumas, so that implies Bisham Lochus only, but not including Misa's Basin. Avo Misa's Basin, Doch Yer Shabbos, Mikav Chomer. I would have said that Misa's Basin is allowed to be done on Shabbos based upon the following Kav Chomer. We turn to Zion Umar Aleph. The Kav Chomer goes as follows. Uma Avoda Shehi Chamura V'Doche Shabbos. Doing avod in the Beis Hamikdash, which is very, very strict, it's chamura, that it's doche Shabbos, we bring the korban tamid on Shabbos, we bring the korban musaf on Shabbos, so the avodah is doche Shabbos. Nevertheless, ritzicha doche osa. If there's a kohen, and Tosu says over here, even if he's the only kohen, in Dibur Masu Shinemar, he says, v'afilu im ein shom kohen ache roi le'avodah. Nevertheless, shavodah nidoches. The din is that if you have a kohen who's been put to death by Basin, and they want to carry out their judgment, and he's running to the Beis Hamikdash to do the Avodah, and unless he's actually doing the Avodah itself, but if he's just there, not on top of the Mizmeach doing the Avodah, but he's just in the Beis Hamikdash, and he wants to do the Avodah, and even if he's the only Kohen that could do it, nevertheless, Ritzicha Dochosa, we go put him to death with Misa's Basin, rather than him doing the Avodah. So we see that Ritzicha is Docha the Avodah, and the Avodah is Docha Shabbos. That way we know the Ritzicha is Docha the Avodah Shinemar, Me'im is Bechit, Tikachenu Lamus. That even if he's in the Beis Hamikdash, you take him out to die if the Beis in Paskin that he has Mises Beisin. So therefore, here's the Kav HaChomer. Shabbos, Shenidcheis B'Pnei Avodah. Shabbos, which is pushed aside by the Avodah. So certainly, if Shabbos is pushed aside by the Avodah, and the Avodah is pushed aside by Ritzicha, so Ritzicha should push aside Shabbos. Ein Odin Shatei Ritzicha Docha Osa, and therefore, the Beis then should be allowed to go and do capital punishments even on Shabbos. Now, when this Talmud was bringing the two sides of the opportunity, maybe Shabbos, Mises Beisdin is Docha Shabbos, and maybe Mises Beisdin is not Docha Shabbos, then what did he mean? Umay, O Eino, the Ka'amar, when he said, oh, maybe not, so what's he talking about? If it's a Kavach Homer, so why would there be an opportunity to disagree with the Kavach Homer? So, Achik Ka'amar, this is what he was saying. Kavuras Mei Smitzo Dochiach. The other possibility was that from Kavuras Mei Smitzo, that's not Docha Shabbos, we could have thought that the Kavach Homer doesn't work. What is that? Shadoche Savoda. Kuras Beis Mitzvah, if a person is going to bring up, we learned this out in a number of different Gemaras, let's say a person is a Nazir, and he's a Kohen, and he's going to bring his Korban Pesach, all of these scenarios, and there's a Beis Mitzvah, so even though he's a Nazir, and even though he's a Kohen, and even though he's going to do the Mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, nevertheless, based upon the pasuk li'aviv ulimo uliachiv ulachoso, each of these is adding an additional stringency. So we're dealing with a nazir who's a kohen who's going to do the korban pesach. Nevertheless, lo yitame lehem b'mosam. So it tells us that anybody else you're not allowed to be mitame for, but emes mitzvah is docha even that. So it's docha the avoda. but it's not Docha Shabbos. We don't bury Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. So therefore, that's what this Talmud was thinking. He says, which Kal V'chomer do I apply? Do I apply Ritzicha is Docha the Avoda, and the Avoda is Docha Shabbos, and therefore, Beis Din should be able to put somebody to death even on Shabbos? Or do we say no, that Meis Mitzvah should be the proof that you don't do that, because the Meis Mitzvah is Docha the Avoda, but it's not Docha Shabbos? So then, this Talmud said, Kiburas Meis Mitzvah Tidcha Shabbos, Mikal V'chomer. So then, why don't we say that the burial of the Meis Mitzvah should be, in fact, Docha Shabbos? Because Umah Avoda, she Docha Shabbos, Kiburas Meis Mitzvah Docha Osah, Avoda is Docha Shabbos, and nevertheless, Kiburas Meis Mitzvah is Docha the Avoda, so certainly it should be going and being Docha Shabbos. And we learn this out from Me'vilachoso, the pasuk I just read, Laviv Limo Luchiv Ulachoso, Lo Yitama. So Shabbos, Shenidchim Me'avoda, so Shabbos, which is pushed aside by the Avoda, certainly, Eino Din should take Ruas Me'es Mitzvah, Dochosa. So certainly, in fact, the burial should be allowed on Shabbos. Ah, Talmud Lomer, that's what we have, Los Varech, Chomosh Voseichem. So therefore, there was a totally other way that you could learn this, and we cannot use it the way we wanted to teach us it in an essay, is Dochalosa Say Sheyesh Bo Kares. So after all is said and done, we're still stuck with our original source. We don't have a source for the asay is docha los asay sheish bokaris, that in fact, the din of yibum, you needed the word allah to teach me that the man should not do yibum with achos ishto. Why would you have thought that this should be done? Now, I could stop over here, but let's go a little bit weiter just to finish off this little sugya, because we had, according to the first version that we were learning this, Talmud was learning in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Ulamai de Solik Adaita Meikara, Dosi Ase, Vidochi Losa Se, Mai O Eino de Komar. That which he had, the Shak of Atalia. Should we say that the based in Vuhumas is Docha Shabbos? Do it on any day, including Shabbos, or maybe not. So what was his, or maybe not there? So Ochi Komar. So this is what the first understanding was. I said we get back to it, here's where we get back to it. Mani Makai Machala Mos Humas, in what way do we apply that Rachman al Islam is Mechal Shabbos, you have to put him to death? That we wanted to suggest is Bishar Melochos Chutz Mimisas Basin. That applies to everything other than Mises Basin. Mises Basin, in fact, you would go and be Mechal Shabbos for. Avo Mises Basin, Dochi Shabbos. Because the Osi Asay, the Dochi Losa Say, because it's an Asay of Mises Basin, is Dochi the Losa Say of Shabbos, even the Sheish Bokaris. But then he said, maybe not. Hodder Amar, Emo Demrin and the Osi Asay, the Dochi Losa Say, that's Losa Say greater. When do we say an Asay is Dochi Losa Say? That's a regular Losa Say, a Malkus Losa Say. But Losa Say, Sheish Bokaris, me Shabbos delay the Dochi, but what I have thought that a Losa Say that is Chiv of Kares, that a regular Asay could be Dochi? That was his back and forth, yes or no. And Hodrama, and then he ultimately responded, yes. Otu asay docha lo sasay, that an asay is docha lo sasay, lav lo sasay chomer mina. Isn't it talking about that an asay is docha lo sasay, every lo sasay is more chomer than an asay, and nevertheless, because the asay v'dochle, and nevertheless, we say that an asay can be docha, the more chomer lo sasay. So what difference does it make? How much more chomer it is, whether it's a lo sasay she'ein bokaris, or even a lo sasay she'eish bokaris. Mali chomer zuta, or mali chomer rabba. What difference does it make, whether it's a somewhat stronger or a very much stronger los asay? If an asay can be docha a stronger los asay, a regular los asay, so once it can be docha something that's stronger than it, so it can be docha something that's even much stronger than it. It should be able to be docha an asay sheyesh bokaris as well. And this is the paradigm that an asay is docha los asay sheyesh bokaris. Why isn't it true? Why doesn't Beis Din go and give Mises Beis Din on Shabbos? Oh, that's because Talmud Lomar Los Varech V'Chol Moshe Seichem. That's what it was. And that was the original thought that we had. But then we retracted that because of the second way to learn this. And we are still stuck. We are left with our original question. Why do we need the word Aleh? After the entire shiur today, we didn't move one iota. We still don't have a source. Why we need to have a pasuk Aleh telling me that a man is not Miyabim Achos Ishto? Because under normal circumstances, an asay is docha los asay sheish bokaris, we don't have such a source. Therefore, why do we need a pasuk aleh to tell me that in this situation, you don't do it? Why would we ever think that you should do it? Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, we'll try again. With this, we conclude today's share.